Today's Shi'ez Masechtas Vachim Daf Kovav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Hei Amin Beis, five lines from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah, the Halacha of Tumas Begadim, that by these various Kabbanas that we've been speaking about, the Parma and the Serafim, the Sar LaHashem, when somebody carries them out to somebody who is working with them, at a certain point, they are Matami Begadim. But the question is, what was that point? So we had a Machloikas Tanakama held that it was from when they're taken out of the Azara, and Rav Shimon's opinion was from when they're burnt. So ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, Haim Chutz L'machna, the pasuk that we discussed at the end of our previous shiur, the pasuk of Mechutz L'machna, which was the source for the Tanakama to say that as soon as they're taken out of the Azara, at that point, they give off Tumah. Rav Shimon, who disagrees, as we just said, with that halacha, asked the Gemara, Hai, Mechutz L'machna, my Avalei, what will he use this pasuk to teach us? Answers the Gemara, Mebailei, he uses the pasuk of Chiratanya, as the Brisa teaches us, Rebbe Leza, Oymer Nemer Kan. By the Par and Sar of Yom Kippur, the Torah uses the word Mechutz L'machna. Namal Halon, by the Par Aduma, the pasuk says, V'hoitzi, Oysa, Mechutz L'machna. V'shachar Oysa, L'fonof. Ma Kan. Just like by the Par and Sar of Yom Kippur, the Torah says that where should the Sreifa take place? Chutz L'shoy L'shmachnas, outside of all three machnas. Af L'halon, by the Par Aduma, Chutz L'shalosh Machnas, it should be done outside of all the three Machnas. Umar L'Halon continues the Brisa. Just like when we speak about the Par Aduma, after the Par Aduma is slaughtered, they did Zrik Saddam facing Yerushalayim. It was done L'Mizrachash Yerushalayim. As the Pasuk says, V'lokach Elozar Koyim Adama Betzba, V'hizah Noicha Pnei Oil Moid, he should spritz blood facing the entrance of the Oil Moed. And the entrance of the Oil Moed was on the Mizrach side. And that means it was done he's facing Mizrach, and he was standing facing Mizrach, and his face was to the west side. Since there, it was done outside of Shalosh Machnas, Afkan, so too by the Paras of Yom Kippur, it was done in Mizrach Yerushalayim to the east of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, El Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who just learned, don't agree with this Gzeirah Shava. Where did they say, Hei Chisarav Lahu? Where did the burning of the Parm and the Srafin, which direction, which side of Yerushalayim was it done? Says the Gemara, Kiritanya, the Brisa says, Heichin the Srafim, where were the Parm the Srafim burnt, says this Brisa, says the Gemara, the Tzvayim Yerushalayim, to the north of Yerushalayim, Chutz L'Shalosh Machnas. In other words, they agree that it's done Chutz L'Shalosh Machnas. However, the Halacha of burning, it's done to the north, because just like all Kachim are done to the north, this as well was done to the north. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, a Beis HaDeshen Nisrafim. There is a place called the Beis HaDeshen. It's called the Beis HaDeshen because that's the place where they normally put the ash that accumulates on the Mizbeach. That's where it's put, and that's why it's called the Beis HaDeshen. And on that place, they did the Sreifa Schatas HaPnimius. So according to this explanation, Rashi, it means that this was a place where it was Deshen put previously. What does it mean that it was Deshen put there previously? So I saw two pshotim. One pshat is that it was a place that was once used for Deshen. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw, it's not just enough that it's a place that was once used for Deshen. What's really needed is that it should be a place where Deshen, where there is Deshen currently. You have to have Deshen on that spot. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, that so it seems that this opinion that we just learned is Rabbi Yossi's, Lili's opinion, not everyone concurs. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, man Tana de Polyglade Rabbi Yossi Lili. So ask the Gemara, who asks Rava, who is the Tana that disagrees Rabbi Yossi Lili's opinion? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Tanya, the Pasuk that speaks about the burning of the Par Koine Mashiach. And the Pasuk says, Ashef and Adesin Yisarev, Sheye Sham Deshin. There has to be a place that there was Deshin there previously. Elazar ben Yaakov, I'm a Sheye Mekoima Meshupach. He says that what it means to say is that it's a place which is on a slant, and that the when you burn it, what you're burning will easily be scattered away. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Dumba B'Meshupach Pligi. Says the Gemara, maybe the Machlaikis is strictly limited. Does the place where they burn the Deshin have to be slanty or not? But that it should be a place where there's ash, a place that it should be Makam HaDeshin, maybe everybody agrees to that halacha, and there's no machlokes. How do we know that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees also that it has to be Makam HaDeshin? Maybe all he's saying is that it also has to be a Makam HaShubach, which Rabbi Yosef Lili didn't say, but that they're necessarily arguing on that. Tan Rabbanan says the Gemara, in talking about this halacha, the Pasuk says, Vasarif Oysam, Yechabes, Begad of Rochitz, Besar B'mayim, Vacha, says the Gemara Metama Begodim, the person who actually is involved in burning the Parma and the Srafim is the one whose clothing becomes Tamei. The Laya Metis is not the individual who puts on the fire, Metama Begodim, he doesn't have this halacha. Similarly, Vilay Masadis Maracha, the person who sets up the wood on which the Eitzim will be burned, also is not Matam Begodim. Eza Sarif, who is considered, says the Braisa, in the category of a Sarif, says the Gemara, it's somebody who is Messiah B'Sheyas Asreifa, who actually participates in the burning of these Parim Nisrafim. Yochel continues the Braisa, Af Mishinasu Efer, even after they're turned into ash, they could, and somebody still working with them, cleaning them, or whatever the halach is that they still are metama begodim. Tama loimer hasoyref oisam. Oisam metama begodim. When they're being burnt, do they have the ability to be metama begodim? Mishnasa efer, when they're made into ash, a metama begodim, they no longer give off tuma. Shimon oimer oisam metama begodim, that as long as they're whole, are they give off to Amitam Begodim? Nipach HaBosor, once the meat is completely decomposed, Amitam Begodim, they no longer give off that tumah. Ask the Gemara Mai Benai, what is the practical nafgamina between these two explanations until when this Bosor gives off tumah to the clothing of the person who's involved with burning it? Amarava, Ike Benayu, the Shai Charucha. In a case where the meat has become burnt, it's hard, but it isn't all the way to ash. According to the Tanakhama, since they have not been reduced to ash, they still give off tumma. According to Rav Shimon, once they're already so hard, then they're already nitach, then they're not considered meat anymore, and they don't give off any tumma. Hanrolach tfil yoyim, hanrolach tfil yoyim, hanrolach tfil yoyim. One of the halachas that we've mentioned many times in our Masechta is about the Isser of Shchutei Chutz, of taking a carbon, an animal that was designated as a carbon, and burning it outside, or burning, doing the Shchita outside on such a carbon, or doing the Avodah on such a carbon outside of the Azara. And the Pasuk says, Ish Yish Mebes Yisrael, Ashi Yishchot Shorei Kesev Ha'ez, B'machna, Ashi Yishchot Mechutz L'machna, V'Pesach Lo Yemoy Lo Yaviu, Lahakrif Karm Lashem, Lafnei Mishkan Hashem, Dom Yechoshev Lishahu, Dom Shofach, V'nechres HaIshahu Mikarev HaAmai. The Torah is telling us that this is a serious Avera. It's a serious Avera that the halacha is that somebody who does this Avera, B'mezid, will be chayiv karis. And if somebody does this avera b'shogeg, he'll be chayiv chatas. And our perek, as we begin now, focuses on that halachim. Teaches us the Mishnah HaShoichet, if somebody shechs a carbon outside the Azara, v'mala v'chutz, or somebody offers a carbon chutz l'Azara, chayiv, he's chayiv achatas l'shchita, he's chayiv one carbon chatas for having done the shchita, and he has another shchita chayiv al-halah, even if he did both averis behelam echad. And we know that the halach is that when somebody does the same avera a number of times, behelam echad, somebody was not aware that he was doing an avera, and he did not recognize between different times that he did this avera, he's chayiv one karma chattis for all of those times. Here, an individual who was not aware of the halacha of shchitas chutz, the halacha of halah b'chutz, and he did them both behelam echad, he'll only be chayiv, he'll be chayiv two karmel chattis, because they are considered two distinct, distinct averis. Of course, it's important to mention that this halacha did not apply in certain periods of the history of Klal Yisrael. We know that before the Mishkan was built, they were allowed to bring kabbonis on a bama. As long as the Mishkan was standing, they could not. Then after the Mishkan, they were allowed to. That continued different periods of a history until the Beis HaMikdash was built. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Isser of bringing a carbon on a bama remains forever. The Mefarshim, the Rishonim already, point out, why does the Mishnah use the word hamala? As we've been explaining, the word hamala means that somebody offers a carbon. And why does the Pasuk use the word hamala? Says the Gemara, says the Chinuch, says that the word halah represents burning. And he says that one is not chayiv for halah b'chutz, for bringing a carbon outside the base azara, only if he put on fire. Once, if he didn't put on fire, then he won't be chayiv. The Aruch HaNer actually discusses a question where somebody arranged the parts of a carbon outside of the azara, but he wasn't the one to put on the fire. And will we say that just that this individual who did all of that arranging of the carbon outside of the azara, and then it was a different individual who did put on the fire, that only he will be chayiv? Says the Briskerov. There's a very fundamental difference between halah and shchita. He says by shchita, you chayiv for the meister shchita. And for example, he says, if somebody would shecht a bird, b'chutz. So an argument perhaps could be made, he should be chayiv, because birds in the Beis HaMikdash are not slaughtered. They're, we do malika. Still says the Briskerov, he would be chayiv for shchita. For he explains, the Torah is saying, ha-shoichet, the act of shchita is asur. The act of shchita is asur on its own, irrespective if it's avoid of the carbon or not. But, he says, when we speak about the issa of hamala b'chutz, this hamala b'chutz is a new din. The din of hamala b'chutz is that if somebody puts a fire, does an avoid that's done with the carbonis, is he chayiv. So therefore, he says, it only has to be something, you're only going to be chayiv if you did something which is considered an avoidah. If it's not something which is considered an avoider, you would not be chayiv. The Shita Mekabatzis, and I think this is very much in line with what we just learned from the Briskerov, in fact says that this halacha of hamala b'chutz is only applicable if it was a kohen, very bechidish, only if a kohen was the one that did it. But let's say a woman who is not qualified to do an avoda, it'd be chayiv. The Makar Baruch asks on that, The pasuk clearly indicates that the halacha is not limited to kohanim. The pasuk says that the pasuk v'aleim time ishish mebeis yisrael menager shiyalga b'toichem ashiyala oloy zavach v'apesachay ma'olay yiven alasas el Hashem v'nechras hanefesh humiyamav. So certainly we're speaking about a zor. So how could the shita, he asks, suggest that it only applies to kahanim? It wouldn't apply to women. So he explains that the halacha here, that indeed it would apply to a zor, as the pasuk clearly says it's speaking to Yisrael. But he says there's a fundamental difference between a Yisrael and a woman. He says, as we go back to what we learned in the Mishnah, a Yisrael, we speak about the Bama. The Bama was a place where Yisrael was allowed to do the Avodah. But even though a Yisrael was allowed to do the Avodah on the Bama, a Yisrael, a woman, was not allowed to do the Avodah on the Bama. Now we can understand what we're learning, that what the Shita said. A Yisrael that has some connection to Avodah, because on a Bama he could do the Avodah, that's why to him there's an Isra Mal B'chutz, whereas a woman who can never do the Avodah, because even on the Bama, a woman was not allowed to do the Avodah, such there, the halacha will be that there is no Isra of Amal B'chutz, no Isra of Amal B'chutz by a woman. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef Aglili Omer, Shach B'fnim, if somebody shechted a carbon in the Azara, the hell of B'chutz, and then he took that carbon that he did the Shechita in the Azara, and he put it on a place outside the Azara, that's where we have a Chiv Chattas for Halal. However, Shach B'chutz, the hell of B'chutz, if the Shechita was done outside the Azara, and the Halal was done Chutz in the Azara, Potter, then the Halacha would be that you're not Chayiv. Shalai Halal, the Apostle, since the Shechita was done outside, so you don't have a real carbon, and you can't have a chiyuv of a halal b'chutz if it's not real carbon. If that's a legitimate line of reasoning, they say to him, so even if somebody did the shechita in the Azara, and then he takes that carbon outside the Azara, the halacha is, how halacha ought to be, the moment he took the carbon out, pasloi, the halacha, that it's possible, yet that's not the halacha, so if that's the case, why would it be chayiv? So we see that the fact that what you're taking is possible is not material. Hatame shachol, if somebody, now the Mishnah begins to speak about the halacha, that somebody that's tame eating, somebody that's tame eating from a carbon, or a carbon that's tame being eaten. So says the Mishnah, Tamei Sh'ochel, if somebody's Tamei ate Kachim, Ben Kodesh Tamei, whether what he ate is Tamei, the Kodesh that he ate is Tamei, or Ben Kodesh that he ate is Tar, in both cases, be Chayiv Chatas. Rav Yosef Aglili's opinion is, Tamei Sh'ochel Tar, if a Tamei person ate carbon meat that's Tar, then indeed he'll be Chayiv. He'll be chayiv chatas. However, but if a person who's tamei is eat something which is carbon, which is tamei, he'll be potter shloi ochel al dava tamei, and there's no chayiv for eating something. The chayiv doesn't apply. The chayiv karis doesn't apply, and accordingly, the chayiv chatas don't apply if what you ate is tamei. Amalei. Says the Gemara, Af Tamei Sh'ochel Tar. So you come again, say to Rabbi Yossi, if your line of reasoning is correct, then if that's the case, when a Tamei person ate carbon meat that's tar, it's not really going to be tar. Because Kirin Shinagabah, the moment he touches it, Tamua, he makes it Tamei. Why would he be Chayiv? Tar Sh'ochel Tamei. If a tar person ate carbon meat, which is tamei, he's potter from karis and chatas. She'ena chayiv, the chayiv of karis and chatas only apply ela tumas aguf, only when the person is tamei. The chayiv karis and chatas are not said in a place where the carbon is tamei. Says the Gemara. Bishlama hello, says the Gemara, the halacha that if somebody is mal b'chutz, he's chayef karas b'mezid, ksiv einish, the Torah explicitly, as we read the pasuk earlier, says there's a chayef karas. The ksiv has haram. We know, ein einshim elam kemas hirim. Every lav in the Torah has to have a pasuk that identifies the ashara, that identifies the lav for this, the lav, and has to have a pasuk that identifies the einish. So here we have a pasuk for the einish, and we have a pasuk for the lav. Einish, as we've been saying, the ksiv, ish ish ribes yisrael managera shiyoga besoicham, ashiyala oila zavaf al pesach oil maid la yivenu lasus oisul Hashem, v'nichris hanefesh ahu me'amel. Pasuk very clear, the einish chorus. Ashara, how do we know a pasuk for the lav? The ksiv, the pasuk says, so even though the Torah doesn't explicitly use the word loy, not to do it, all the Torah says is shamalach, but says the Gemara we've learned, kihad amar of avin amar belazar, kamakim shenema pen va'al, whenever the Torah uses the word pen va'al, en el eloysa say, it's another way of describing eloysa say. So the Sefer Magdalus Merchakim explains the pasuk says, "V'yitzaveinu Hashem lasas kol achukim me'elu l'chayosenu k'yom azeh v'tztok etiyelanu k'nishma lasas." So he says, we know that the Gemara Masech the Gedushin daf lamet tes amabeis teaches us schar mitzvah ha'al malaka, that there's no schar for the mitzvahs that we do in this world. However, say the Mefarshim, there's somebody who does tshuva, and he does tshuva mehava. So not only is that tshuva accepted, but the averus become mitzvahs. Why? Because those mitzvahs were originally averus. For pure mitzvah, schar mitzvah, b'hai al malekah. But for a mitzvah which originated as an avera, there is schar in this world. And that's what the pas that says. Kinish malasis. We just said that Nishma represents a lav. Can Nishma lasses, and we'll be careful to do tshuva on the Nishmas, on the lavs, on the lavim that we did, then we will be zoicha, l'chayoseinu kayoy mazeh, we'll have schar in this world. The Zera Kodesh from the Rav Shetzirav says that the Rav Shetzirav once found the Chayzim Lublin, and he said that something was bothering him. And he said that the Pasuk says, Hisham l'cha, pantishka chas Hashem l'kecha. And Chazal said that Hishamar, as we just learned, means a lav. So does that mean that if somebody for 1 second wasn't thinking of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's being over a lav? So the Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shetzirav answered him that the Mishnah Masech the Peah, Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph teaches us that even somebody who has something in the field and it's not considered shikha, somebody has a very significant tree, we know that the halacha teaches us about matnas aniyim, and one of the matnas aniyim is shikha. If you forget something in the field, then it becomes daniyim. But the halach is, if it's a davar chashiv, if it's something that's very significant, ain't a shikha. It's not subject to the halachas of shikha. And the reason it's not subject to the halachas of shikha, because a davar chashiv, something important, some people don't forget. So he said that indeed, hishomer, as we learned now in the Gemara, means a lav. And hishomer means that you shouldn't forget Hashem for one moment. But if somebody, and of course we all do, make Hashem important in our lives, so it's just like that tree that we don't forget if it's an important tree to us. Making Hashem important in our lives, what that means is he's never going to be forgotten to us. And if he's never going to be forgotten to us, we don't have to worry about being over that lav, chas v'shalom, forgetting Hashem. Ella, continues the Gemara, Shechita, when we speak about the Yitzah Shechita Chutz Lazara Bishlama, says the Gemara, the Einish for Shaykh B'chutz Tiksiv. The Pasuk says, Ish Ish Mibes Yisrael Shish Kat Shari Kesav Ezra Machna Shish M'chutz L'machna V'Pesach L'amay Lo'yvi L'hakiv Kamal Hashem Lifnei Mishkan Hashem Dom Yichoshiv Lishahu Dom Shafaf V'nichrus Hanefshahu Me'karav Amay. The Pasuk is very clear that there's chorus for that. But ask the Gemara, Azhara Menolon, we need a Pasuk for the Azhara. Answers the Gemara, Amakra, there's a pasuk that says, V'lo yizbechu oid as if chayim l'seirim. So the Gemara is suggesting that is the pasuk that is teaching us this halacha. But ask the Gemara, how can we say that that's the pasuk that's teaching us that halacha? Ask the Mahayim Abayla el Rebbe Lazar, isn't that pasuk needed for what Rebbe Lazar taught us? Domer, Rebbe Lazar said, Menayin l'zaveyach, Behem l'makulus. Makulus, we know, is an avodah zarah that they used to worship in a very degrading fashion. It was not worshipped through bringing kabbanas to it. How do we know that somebody brings a carbon to the makulus that is chayiv, tiksiv? Because the pasuk says, v'layis v'chu oiriz v'chayim. In a enyin kedarkoi, if the pasuk is not talking about an avodah zarah that's worship that way, because that we already know from a different pasuk, the ksib, because the pasuk says echu yav the goy mehem lehelim ve'es again gam ani. So we learn from that pasuk that somebody worships an avod zara that way that yichayif tenei inu shloike darka, that bringing a carbon to avod zara, even if that's not the way this avod zara is normally worshipped, yichayif. But the point being, we need this pasuk for something else. How can we say that this pasuk is available to teach us the halacha of shchutei chutz? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabba, we can learn two halachas from this pasuk. Kribe, the pasuk says the v'loi is v'chu, it's speaking about shechting chutz. The kribe, v'loi oid, it's also coming to teach us that one cannot bring a carbon for Vodazara. And again, I saw that the Rishonim point out, because normally we don't learn, the Ritva says this, normally we don't learn two halachas from one pasuk. But here, we know that both of these things are asur. So it's much easier to learn many halachas from one pasuk. But ask the Gemara, this pasuk, V'lo yizbechu oid, akati mibayle l'chretanya, is teaching us a different halacha. At kan, the Torah is telling us that once, as we said earlier, there were different periods, and certainly once the Beis HaMikdash is standing and once the Mishkan was standing, they were not allowed to use a bama. So if somebody was magdish an animal as a carbon at that time, the kriv mishas is a bamas, and you brought the carbon under that in those times, that's when you'll be chayiv. Shrei anshin amar, v'pesach ha'moyed. Azhara, tiksiv. We have doinish, and we have the azhara, as we learned, tiksiv, hisham melecha pentasa aletzecha. Mekan ve'elech, the pasuk from v'lo yizbechu, is speaking about a different circumstance. It's speaking about a situation, b'zvachem shekdish b'shas heta b'mas, if you will magdish a carbon, when b'mas are permissible. However, v'krivam b'shas isra b'mas, so you were magdish in a time when you were allowed to be magdish a carbon, and even bring a carbon. But a time you come to bring the carbon, bamas became asur. How do we know that such a carbon must be brought in the base of Migdash? Shenema, the pasuk says, "Lamana sheivius pnei Yisrael zofchem asher zoyfchem pnei asoda v'viyam laHashem a pesach amoyed al koyim v'zofchu zavachem shlam laHashem oisam zavachem shevarti lechem kfar." Vachim that were originally mutter outside of the base of Mikdash now become asur. And the Gemara explains itself. If somebody shechs a carbon outside the Azara at a time where bamas are asur, the halacha uses it as if he brought a carbon rachman son tavay d'zara. And the pasuk says, "V'viyam l'Hashem." It's a mitzvah asay. There's a mitzvah asay to bring the carbon in that were nigdash in the time of Heter Abamas that you have to bring him in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisaseh Menayim. So we know there's a mitzvah to say to bring them. How do we know that if somebody doesn't do so, he's over a Lo Yisaseh? Lo Yisaseh Menayim. Tamaloymer, V'lo Yizbechu Oid. That somebody may not bring a carbon now that he was allowed to bring previously. Yochel Yayanish Karas. Maybe if somebody was magdish an animal at the time when bamis were permissible, but he brought it afterwards when the bamis were not permissible, there's a chiv kairos. Tamalaimer, the pasuk says, Chukas Olam Tia Zois Lahem L'Daroisam Zois Lahem, that the carbon that was nigdash and nikrav b'shas iser bamis has a loisa say, V'lai Cheres Lahem, but there is no Issa Karis if you were Magdish the carbon b'shas heter abamas and makrivit b'shas Issa abamas. So we're back to where we started. Where do we know that the lav for shchita carbon chutz lazara ella kavachaymer? We learn a kavachaymer. Uma b'makim. If we're learning now the kachim that you were Magdish when abamas are permissible. Shloi onish. And there's no chorus, we just said, to that. Hizir, there's still a lav for bringing that carbon, shechting that carbon outside the Azara. As we just learned, based on the word of Allah Yizbechu, Shemakim Shonish, in a place where if you shecht a carbon that was Nigdash, Bishas Isra Bamas, and you shechted it Chutz LaZara, that we learned explicit Pasik, that the Chiv Chorus ain't a din. Shehizer. Certainly, without it saying it explicitly, we could extrapolate that there's a lav attached. Amalei to such an aveira. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, im kain, if that's permissible, if that's legitimate, to learn a lav through a kavachomer, says the Gemara, lo yoyim a lav b'chelev. The Torah should not have said a lav to tell us that we may not consume chelev. The tasty b'kavachomer, and we could learn a kavachomer from nevela. If nevela, shloi onish, that there's no chiv karis for eating nevela, there's a lav, as the Torah says, loy circle call nevela, chelev, shonish, if by chelev, there's a chiv karis, rachmal tzlon, to somebody eats chelev amazed, ain't it in shehizer, why was it necessary for us to tell us a lav by chelev? We know how every word of the Torah is kodesh kedoshim, and is not mentioned unless absolutely necessary. We could have established the lav of chelev through this kalvachomer, if that's now a legitimate way the Gemara is learning of establishing lavin. Answers the Gemara, Amma Asa, so Ravina came to Rava, Amalei, and Rava said to Ravina, Nevela le'asya. We can't use a kalvachomer to learn the lav of chelev from the lav of Nevela. Dikla mefrich, man la nevela, nevela has a chumra. Then the chumra the nevela has is that's matama. Somebody who touches a nevela, somebody carries a nevela, as we've been learning often in our shurim, is chayiv, becomes tamei. One does not become tamei for touching or carrying a chelif. Says the Gemara, mishrotzim tameim. So ask the Gemara, we should learn the Issa of eating chalif from shrotzim tameim. We know that the Torah speaks about the shmoneh shrotzim, that, and we should say, the Torah says about them, leisoichum kishekatzim, mal shrotzim tameim. So we should learn if the shrotzim, where there is no chiv, chorus, feeding them, there's a lav, certainly so should be by chalif. Says the Gemara, no. Malas shrotzim tameim shmetam b'mashu. We can't. So the Gemara. So we can't learn from there. Ask the Gemara. So we should learn it from shrotzim tahirim that for aren't tar that don't give off tuma, and yet there's a lav for eating them. Loisoichlum kishekatzeim, and certainly so, but there's no chorus. So certainly that ought to be the halacha by chelif. Says the Malas shrotzim tahirim. Shesum b'mashu. The halacha of eating them is b'mashu. Chelev is only b'kazayis. Ask the Gemara, mich'arla, Why don't we learn from the halacha of Orla that fruits that grow from the first 3 years may not be eaten? Kalei Kerem, mixtures of different fruits, certainly with a grapevine, that the halacha is that there's no chiyuv karis for eating those fruits, and yet there's a lav. The Torah says, by Orla, Arelim lo yoichel. The Torah says, by Klayim, Pein, Tigdash. And even though there's no chiyuv karis, there's a lav. So certainly, that should be the halacha by Chalef. Says the Gemara, we can't learn from Orla and Klayim, because Ma'ala Orla Klayim, the Kalei Kerem, she can't assume by no. They carry an Isser Hano, whereas Chalef does not carry an Isser Hano. Ask the Gemara, so why don't we learn it from the halacha of Shvius? The halacha is that, what it means is that somebody who eats Shvius, somebody eats Shemitah produce, not in the proper way, then the halacha is that they're also to be eaten, but there's no chorus. So we should learn Chalev, which carries a chiv chorus, certainly has a lav. Says the Mar Mal Shvius, Shmita has a chumra, shekein tofesas domeho. We know that if somebody exchanges something for Shmita, the halacha is that if I exchange any object for Shmita produce, that object gets Kedusha Shvius. That's a halacha that's unique in Shmita. It doesn't apply in other places. For example, what we're learning in our Shia Chalev. And that's why we can't learn the halacha of Chalev from Shmita. Our Gemara just taught us that the halacha is by Shmita, it's not allowed to be eaten. But from here we see the fact that the Gemara says it's Tefes Tomeo, but it doesn't say that it's also Bahano. From here we see that the Isra Shmita is not also Bahano. So ask them, why don't we learn from Truma? The halacha is that if Yisrael eats Truma, there is no Chiv Karis, and so we should learn Chalev from it. Says the Gemara, Shkein Lehota Mechlola. So the Posh Pshat in the Gemara is that Chalev, there are situations that Chalev is Mutter. The Chalev of Chaya is Mutter, because and therefore Chalev is different than all other Averis. The Torah says that Chalev is Mutter, and all these things don't have that kind of exception. That's why we can't learn Chalev from anything else. So I saw that the Dvar of Ram asks, it's not pshat that the chalev of a chay is mutter. That's not the way to learn. The way to learn is that the chalev of a chaya is not chalev. And therefore, the question is, how are we saying that we can't learn that chalev is a very unique situation? Because chalev is an aveira that's chotem echlolo. Chalev is not aveira that's chotem echlolo. There's no chalev on a chaya. So I saw that the Sefer Taras HaKadosh actually says that the Chalev of a Chaya, the Torah does consider Chalev. Because the Pasuk says, Kol Chalev Kol Dam Lo Yoseh Chelu. So we see that Chalev of a Chaya is considered Chalev. Because the Dam of a Chaya is certainly considered Dam. Just it's Chotem Mechlola. And now says the Gemara, Mekula Nami. Now that we've established what we just said, that Chalev has a unique leniency. The unique leniency that Chalev has is that it's Chota Mechlola. So now, that's why we can't learn the Halacha of Chalev and the Azhar of Chalev from any other Aveira that is not Chota Mechlola. Our Gemara just spoke about Shemitah, and that we have to be careful with Shemitah. There's a very interesting discussion. Of course, as we know, the halacha is that there's no iser to eat or drink Shemitah produce. The question is there a halacha that Shemitah produce could be eaten and should be eaten? It's a mitzvah to eat, but not waste. And I saw the Mefarshim, the Paiskin, discuss what will be the halacha of you have wine that's Shemitah wine, and you use it for Havdalah. And we know that many people have the minig of overfilling the cup of wine by Havdalah, and it spills, or they use some of the wine to spill to extinguish the fire. And the question is that considered being mafshid perishvius? Some suggest that it is. You only could use perishvius for drinking. Some suggest that this is only by kazayas. And since it's less than a kazayas, that's not considered a problem. However, I did see that many people, of course, we know have the minig by the Seder. They pour out by the Makis some wine. Or the question is, if that's the wine of Shvius, can you do that? And there it seems that even the Paiskim who have a more lenient approach to the Shemitah wine by Avdallah are machmer not to use Shemitah wine in such a fashion by the Seder. Amar Rava, ikashli, if I have any question that he was learning, that we were learning the lav of Shechita, Chutz Lazara, from the halacha of, that we were learning it from a Kal V'chomer, from if there's an einish in the time when bumas, for animal that was nigdash, b'shat, that there's a lav for animals that were nigdash b'shas iser bumas, to be shechted outside the Azara. Certainly, it should apply to animals b'shas Esser Bomas, Ikashli, the problem that I have with that approach is Hakashli. Harder to none. The Mishnah Masech Kriisa teaches us Pesach Mila Mitzvah Say, and even though on a Mitzvah Say or violating a Mitzvah Say, there's no Chiv Karis, the halacha is that the Chattis by Pesach Mila, there is a Chiv Karis. But there is no chiv chattis. Ask the Gemara, but why should there not be a lab with a chiv chattis? Taisa b'kavachomer m'moiser, we should learn it from a kavachomer, from somebody who leaves over from a carbon after the proper time. And explain as follows. Ma moiser, if somebody who leaves over a carbon from carbon meat, there's no karis, still hiser, the Torah says that you're not allowed to do so. Besides the Tayyidah Shlomo B'yom Kabbani Yachla Yenich Menu Abiker, Pesach Amila Sha'onash, that there is Kuris for not doing them, and it didn't Shezer, certainly shouldn't that be a ride that is a lav, if learning a Kal V'chomer is a legitimate approach. Amar Vashi, Amit L'Shmatz Kameder of Kahanov Amali, Mamaisa L'Masya, we cannot learn the Alocha Pesach Amila from somebody who leaves Noiser. Dikla Mefrach, Malamaisa Shekel Ein Leit Akanov. Once you did noiser, it cannot be corrected. And even though the Torah says beish tesroy for you burn it, that doesn't change the aveira. Pesach yesh lo takana. A Pesach does have a takana because you could bring it on Pesach sheni. But the question is, okay, Pesach could be corrected by bringing a Pesach sheni. But what about Mila? How could Mila be corrected? And therefore, why can't we learn Mila from Noiser? So some indeed say the Gemara left out the word Mila for that reason. But that doesn't answer the question. Why, if we're learning such a Kal V'chomer, should we not learn Mila from Noiser? Even though you'll say, well, we could do a Mila eventually, that doesn't correct all the days that he didn't have a Mila. So from here, they want to bring a raya. There's a famous question. What is the mitzvah milah? Is the mitzvah milah that every day a person should have, every Jew should be a person who had as a milah, every day he has such an obligation? In that case, then this mitzvah is not a mitzvah that could be corrected. Or is the mitzvah milah mean that a person who's Jewish has to go through life with a bris milah? It doesn't, however, mean that if you didn't ultimately have a bris milah, you did that aveira. Here it seems to be a raya, and that's the opinion of the Rambam. As long as you had a bris milah at any point, then you weren't over the aveira, and therefore it's not like noisa, which can't be completely corrected. This can be corrected. There are those that suggest that even the Ravid, who holds that any day you missed having a bris milah is a day that cannot be rectified, that and that's how he describes the mitzvah milah, the Ravid does agree that you won't get karis. And therefore, it's not right, and it's an aveira, but since you won't get karis as long as you had bris milah at some point in your life, that's why it's something that's correctable, and we can learn it from the halacha of Noiser. Mana asked the Gemara, you want to learn the laugh through a kavachomer. So ask the Gemara, v'chimas hirim miradin, can we establish a laugh through a kavachomer? Ask the Gemara, filo man d'amar, according to the opinion that oinchim miradin, that we can learn a einish through a kavachomer, he certainly agrees, emas hirim miradin. So how can we use this approach? Says the Gemara, Ella. So after all of this, the Gemara finds a new source for the Aveira, of Shechita outside the Azara, that was Shas Isra Abamas, Kereb Yochanan Damar. He says it, Asya Hava Hava. The Pasuk says, Vapesach al Moed lo Yivieno. And by Sheikh Bechutz, the Pasuk says, Vapesach al Moed lo Yiviu. Mala Halon, when we speak about Mala Bechutz, we know as we started this piece of Gemara, Lo Anish Olam Ken Hizr, there's both an Einish and a Lav. So through Gzeirah Shava, we establish that Afkan Lo Anish Olam Ken Hizr, we can't, there's a Gzeirah Shava that establishes that there's a Lav. And as the Mefarshim explained, a Kalvachimer is something that's based on logic. Since it's something that's based on logic, therefore it could be refuted. And we don't know if it's a correct kalvachomer, and we can't use it to establish. But when we speak about Gzeirah Shava, something that's Gzeirah Shava is like it's said explicitly in the Torah. And if something is in the category of Gzeirah Shava, which it's considered like it says it explicitly in the Torah, that's why it's a legitimate way to establish a lav, and to establish a lav through Gzeirah Shava.